Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 3rd of December. I am back with my old oppo, Scotty. Morning, Scott.
Morning, boss.
All right, son. How are we?
Yeah, not too shabby, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Good. Really good. Yeah, a bit tired. Still feeling a bit coldy, but yeah, I'm good. Still a machine, son. Batting on. Right, let's get straight into this today, Scott. I've got a few bits of admin. Got to start with the advent calendar first, son. So yesterday's question was, I can't believe how this has panned out. How many words are there in the lyrics to "I Want to Ride My Bicycle" by Queen?
I didn't Google the answer already.
I love a bicycle kick. I love it. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So you just hold your horses. The correct answer is 288 words.
I saw that answer quite a bit.
Yeah, we tried to have some smart asses, didn't we? Giving it like, bicycles in it, 64 time unique word. It ain't difficult, is it? I mean, no wonder they can't make a fucking living betting, is it? Fuck me, what we're dealing with. I got the dog to draw the winner.
Oh, excellent.
This morning. I wrote all of them out on a bit, loads of paper, sprinkled it on the floor, and she picked one up. And unbelievably, the one she picked up, I was only on Zoom with him a couple of nights ago, is Andy Richmond, who was the pod guest a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Money goes to money. Like, he needs a £10 free bet. And, I mean, now we're 2 days in, and I've paying out a Liverpool fan and a gooner. It's all going fucking wrong, I'm telling you. If there's a fucking West Ham fan tomorrow, I'm knocking it on the head, that'll be it, done.
I hope he did it properly, though, because I have noticed a few people making mistakes, not retweeting and
paying. Oh, no, I check them all. Yeah, no, they've got no form, no. And they're out, son. They're gone. Yeah. There's strict rules. This is strict rules of golf. Not having it. So, Andy, well done, son. Drop me a text of your free £10 bet, any single or each way, in the next 7 days, and it'll go on. LFC lads backed someone in the darts. I can't remember who.
Clayton.
John Clayton in the darts. And your bet can be any time, but I just want to receive the bet in the next 7 days. I don't want people texting me in 3 months' time going, "I've got a £20 free bet from December," when I haven't got a clue what's going on tomorrow, let alone then. So if you win a bet, get hold of me. Andy, well done. I think you were one of the first to answer, Andy, as well, straight out the blocks. But there you go. Money goes to money. And we will get to you, Zed. You put 777.
Well, yeah, I love seven.
Which is obviously proving blatantly obvious that music is another thing you know fuck all about. Who did you think sung it? Fucking Meatloaf. What the fuck's going on? Clueless.
Well, no, you don't like everyone else.
770 is not singing the fucking Bible. It's like one of your texts that you send me, isn't it? It's like one of your texts that you send me. We need four words and you use about 4,000.
Yeah, so 777 is actually quite low for me.
Fucking 777. Three times the fucking... Just keep going. Keep going, Freddie. Keep going. Go on, son. Queen concert last 2 days.
I bet when it gets up to 50 to 100 quid and that, you won't be seeing silly answers.
Fucking hell. And then that, yeah, I mean, Dylan at it again. I can't even remember what he put. Nonsense. I think that, did they have snow in Scotland last week? I know they had it up in Burnley, obviously. I'm not sure whether it was real, like, snow spilling or it's like a fucking dose of, like, a shower of Colombian white powder comes down.
That would be favourable.
Some strange old stuff comes out of them jocks, doesn't it? I mean, one of them put this week about stuff in Ukraine. I'm not sure they're going to stuff Ukraine. I'm not sure they're going to get to the playoff final.
Oh, they definitely won't stuff anyone, will they?
I think any one of those four. I'm not sure Wales will beat us. I've mentioned Scotland, got to mention Wales. Hello, Mark. How's the sheep, son? All right? I wouldn't say Wales will definitely beat Austria. I wouldn't say Scotland will definitely beat Ukraine. Right, so that's all that done. I'll do today's question in a minute. Fucking 777. I looked at that. I thought, what is going on? What am I wasting my time reading answers like that for? I went up to Spurs last night, Scotty boy. It was quite emotional. I think it was the first time in 6 years that me and Suggsy didn't have a ruck. We got on. It was like my brother was in good form. Lovely to see him. It was like watching the double side of the 60s, wasn't it? The old football. We just fucking tore them to pieces.
That was just poetry in motion. You would both agree, didn't you?
Not quite the 12-0 I predicted, but we carved them apart. Harry Winks playing defence, splitting passes. I mean, I was tearing up. World order's restored. World order has been restored.
Yeah.
I've started on the ultimate process. Spurs ELO rating is back above West Ham's. World order.
Oh, lovely.
Didn't take long. Only took a couple of weeks. World order's been restored. Back above the carpet mob. Things will settle down now. COVID will fuck off. Everything will go back to normal. Now Spurs' ELO rating's back above West Ham. The feng shui of those ratings, everything's going back to normal. And while we're on claret teams, I saw something yesterday. It's actually kept me awake. I mean, I'm not the best sleeper. I don't know whether you've seen this on Twitter. I saw the phrase Gerrard Ball.
No, Villa. That's the first time I've heard of it.
Villa fans, Gerrard Ball. For fuck's sake, do me a fucking... What the fuck is going on?
Gerrard Ball.
I mean, I'll give you Sarri Ball because he played in a certain way. I'll even give you Bielsa Ball. Guy's been around for fucking years.
Yeah.
But do fuck off, Gerrard Ball. Fuck off, honestly. I think there must be something in the colour claret. It makes you a fucking deluded numpty, surely. Honestly, fucking Villa fans. Have a look at Kevin Kelly. That's where you're going to fucking end up in a couple of years. That's where you're going to be.
Yeah, they need to change teams now, don't they?
Gerrard Ball. They beat fucking Palace and Brighton. Palace, who I watched the other night, was absolutely fucking terrible. And Brighton, who haven't won in nine.
Yeah.
And as Gerrard himself would say, coming from Liverpool, Villa fans, calm down. Fucking sort yourselves out, honestly. Fucking Gerrard Ball. What is going on? Fucking hell. Honestly. The world's going fucking worse. It's getting worse. Madder. They'll fucking fire them up. There'll be a few dig outs of me on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'll Benjamin, who suddenly thinks they're fucking Brazil of the 70s. He'll be.
I saw him saying he'd love him to Stevie G.
He'll be on to me. Fucking calm yourselves down, Villa fans. Calm yourselves. Right, today's Advent question. Usual rules, hashtag FTS Advent with the date, with the answer, retweet and like. If you don't, sod off. 15 quid today. I don't know what figure, because you're all minted, gets you interested, but we're up to 15 nicker. I do like the people who try and have a go without Googling, but perhaps you should use Google, Scotty, when you're coming up with answers that are fucking three out. Right. What is the spiciest chili in the world? You know that one, Scotty?
I have seen it on the Gino. What was that? Gino and Gordon Ramsay and all that.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
What is the spiciest chili in the world? Answer that through Twitter, usual medium. £15 free bet. If it is a West Ham fan that I don't know who to use tomorrow. The dog's done. I'm flipping, kicking her out, picking a gooner. I might go and ask the neighbour to pick it. And if he picks a West Ham fan, it's fucking gone. That's it. There'll be no more. They'll just fold it all up.
Can you ask one of the butlers?
In fact, fuck Christmas if he picks out a West Ham fan. We're not even going to have that. Right. Let's get into this football, Scotty boy. Have you got anything else? Any other admin?
Me?
Yeah.
I
don't know whether you had like worldwide opinions on things that you might want to throw in. I'll take that as a no. So all right, we'll move on. Right, let's go. Right, first up, it is Claret and Blue, the old West Ham versus Chelsea. As I said, world order restored. Back above them, beautiful, lovely. First thing I'll look at now, I'll do the ELO ratings if we caught them. Back above them. Right, West Ham take on Chelsea at the old carpet. West Ham a 5, Chelsea 1.88. Obviously, West Ham new to this top six lock, so they've only got 2 home games as a top six side at home and lost them both to other top six sides. They do hold some hope against this Chelsea machine.
Did you say lost them both?
Yeah.
Or didn't they play Liverpool and beat them?
Oh, last game they did, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 3. They lost.
Unfortunately, I forgot to say that.
Yeah. Well, they did. Sorry about that. Yeah. 2 out of 3 then. Sorry. I'd forgotten the last game. Chelsea, the last 21 as a top six against top six, actually haven't got a fantastic record. They've only won 4 of them.
I am surprised.
But the bad news is 3 of those 4 have been the last 3 that they've played, and they've drawn
under Tuchel, yeah.
Under Tuchel, the previous games, it was Lampard and Sarri when they weren't doing it. I do think Chelsea will win this game. I think it'll be, I mean, they didn't play great by all accounts against Watford. And if they put in a similar performance to that, maybe they don't. West Ham are tough to beat. You know, Moyes has got them going well, as we keep saying. But I do think it'll be one where Chelsea will grind out a 1-0, 2-1. I don't want to back them at the price, but yeah, I think Chelsea will have enough to get the job done.
Yeah, as far as me, I've got nothing to be here. It was close to Chelsea 2+ goals, but they've let me down a few times of late. But as far as the game, I can only see a Chelsea away win. Liverpool went there, not great in their 3-2 defeat, and only scored 2. It should have had 4, yet we didn't play that well. Chelsea will defend better at set pieces and in general, and offer plenty of threat going forward also. And I can only see a Chelsea away win.
Right, yeah. I'm absolutely with you there. Hang on, I've just lost my screen. I've just clicked something and lost my screen now. I've got somebody texting me. Hold on a sec. There's another quality production. Off we go. I've lost all my notes. I've lost everything. Hang on a second. Let me get back to you.
Well, you lost it long ago, but as far as your screen.
Let me hold on. But bear with me. Wait a minute. Stop.
Bear with.
Where was I going? Where do I need to go? Oh, this is all gone pear-shaped. My old computer's gone. Hang on a minute. Who's next? Keep talking. Fill the gaps. This is where a good anchor would come in, Scott.
All right. What's the next game? Oh, Newcastle Burnley.
Right. You do your bit on Newcastle Burnley. There we go.
Right. No bet as far as goals, but as far as the game, it's a very hard game to call. And Burnley regularly perform better than their results suggest and makes these games so hard to predict. This is a one winnable game for both sides, but they're both like a draw, so I will go with another. And I have nothing in this game.
You've got nothing. That Newcastle Burnley, I've got it. Here we go. Here we go. I mean it's shit versus shitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's basically where we're at with this. And I can't see any way that Newcastle win the game. I just think they're fucking terrible.
They are terrible.
What I watched the other night, awful. Burnley will be organised, set up. I think you're in for another dull draw, probably similar to the Norwich 1-1. You're gone down. Arrivederci, Geordies. Bye-bye. See you in a few years. That's all I've got to say. If somebody forced me to have a bet in this game, I'd have to back. I couldn't even back a score draw. I'd just have to back a draw.
Yeah, nil, that's nil. What I would draw.
0-0, 1-1 is probably how I see it.
Yeah.
Right. Next is Southampton versus Brighton. When Everton got beat in the week, Potter was trending. And I clicked to see why Potter was trending. And it was all Everton fans saying, get Potter in. They've not won in 9, Brighton.
Nice.
I'm really struggling to, you know, the games, unless I've got it all completely wrong, the game is about winning games and scoring goals, isn't it? That's basically what they're trying to do.
I think that is their problem. They create plenty but can't take them.
And that so Southampton are down in 16th, only 3 wins. They've only lost twice at home, though, to mid-table teams in the last 11. I don't see Southampton losing this. You know, Southampton's best thing, and I think somebody put a graphic up, they keep actually getting in front in games and just giving it away. The ratio of points lost from winning positions compared to other teams is huge. And I think it's just because Hasenhüttl doesn't really get them managing the game from that point. He just keeps playing the same way and, you know, perhaps going forward a bit too much, where a bit more sort of pragmatism might suit them.
Yeah.
I don't. Again, it's another one I can't have a bet. If I had to pick a side, I'd go Southampton, but it'd be another one wouldn't surprise me to see a draw. I don't see Brighton winning it.
Yeah, and as far as for me, nothing appeals as far as goals. And as far as the game, I think, again, a draw. The other Southampton side who've lost just one at home and are hard to beat. Via Brighton side, who draw loads of games. And yeah, another draw for me.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's be an interesting game to see how that, you know, the Brighton, as I said, I did think they'd start going back downwards, but will be interesting to see. Right, and next up, Wolves versus your mob.
Yeah.
And obviously, the goals Liverpool are racking up away from home is...
It's crazy.
It's absolutely... I mean, it's madness, to be honest. It is absolute, absolute madness. Yeah, I mean, it's depressing, but it is madness. It will all stop on the 19th of December, by the way. It's all gonna It's all going to go folding down there as we ruin your Christmas. Then you've got a few players signing off to the African Cup of Nations. You'll be down in 7th or 8th by Feb.
Well, you know I don't think we'll win the league MVP. So.
But I can't see it stopping here. I do think they're a bit short, Liverpool. You know, it's not the easiest place to go, Wolves. Wolves in the last 8 home to top 6, they've only lost 3 and actually won 4 of them, including beating City. I do think Liverpool probably win just because of the way they're playing at the minute and the way they're going. Wolves again seem to, the last couple of weeks, struggle to score again.
Yeah.
So I do. This is one I think that 15-20 minutes, if it's 0-0, I think it's about 1.75, the over 2.5. I think if it's still 0-0 on 15-20 minutes, I'd look to probably go in and trade goals. I think it'd be harder for Liverpool, but I do think Liverpool will win. And they could well go and get 2-3-4 again. They just, the way they're playing, you can't write it off. It's depressing. On you go.
Yeah, I've got no bet as far as goals, but I do think Liverpool edge this as they both create decent chances, but Liverpool are vastly more clinical in front of goal than scoring for fun and surely have too much firepower for Wolves. So I'm the same.
Hmm. Just going back to that West Ham, I've written it down wrong. Now I've got my notes up, but they've won 2 and lost 2 out of 4 against top 6.
Ah, right.
So that's why I just remembered the lost 2 bit. See, that's what I do with West Ham. I don't remember the games they win. I try and just remember the ones they lose. Yeah, they've won 2 and lost 2. They beat you and they beat Leicester as a top 4 team at the back end.
I remember that 4-1, yeah.
At the back end, but yeah, so there we go. Right, anyway. Watford, Man City. Watford, what a tough week for Watford. Chelsea midweek, then City on us.
Yeah.
On the weekend. City starting to click. What a really nice goal by Silva in the week. I mentioned it the other day. And they're overcoming. You know, they've got a few injuries and they're overcoming them. I think you've got to remember that. They've got a few players injured and still haven't got a striker. I couldn't back them at 1.23. It's not for me, but I do expect that they'll win. You know, this top three are pulling clear: City, Chelsea, Liverpool. Spurs, obviously, games in hand, which will put us back in the mix, but can't rule us out. The title bid will be back on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you never know with Watford, Ranieri. I mean, you never know with Ranieri, but I can't. I'll be amazed if Watford won the game. So, yeah, I'll go for City, but I couldn't back him at 1.23.
Yeah, same. No betters usual for goals in the City game. They should win this with something to spare, but odds on teams and match goals are rightly low. And also, who knows how many they will want to score. Should be a City win by 2+ goals. I do have a bet in this, though. Man City to get 7+ corners, so 7 or more corners. 1.73 Sky bet. Man City average 8.71 corners. And I've got at least 7 and 5 of their 7 away games so far. And the head-to-head here shows they average 8. And their last 3 visits, they got 8, 11 and 11. Sporting Index goes 7.6 to 8. So you would need 9 to make any money. And we get in at 7 or more. I think it's an excellent bet.
Okay. So corners for you at Watford City. Yeah. Leeds v Brentford next. And joking aside, I did go last night and the football by both sides wasn't great. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I've watched more Premier League football this week than I have for a long time because I took in that fucking, got cajoled into that debacle the other night.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I switched that Palace game on. And I'm going to stand by it. I mean, that book that I've talked about... Can we have our football back?
It sort of talks
about how we're brainwashed by Sky with the advertising and how they talk about it. What a fantastic spectacle this Premier League is, if you like, around the world. It's fucking piss poor. The football is fucking terrible. I mean, other than having an interest, obviously, in Spurs, I can't see what people want to watch. If you haven't got a team that you're supporting, I can't see why people want to watch it. Unless it's Liverpool or City, you can play decent football. Chelsea, it's fucking terrible. I mean, that last night, it was like you got Holberg and Skip in the middle of the park giving it to Brentford players. They're in fucking bright yellow.
Yeah.
They're 10 yards away in bright yellow. Fucking pass it. It's white or yellow. It can't be that fucking different. You don't do fuck all else all week. That's the thing you got to remember. They've not come out of fucking Asda's and put on a football shirt. They do fuck all week. They can't pass it to players. And that, I mean, that, well, I watched the Newcastle Norwich game, but that last night, and I thought, everyone telling me Brentford are playing, I thought Brentford were fucking awful.
They were. They didn't put up much of a threat.
I thought absolutely all. You're just sitting there thinking, I didn't think for 1 minute they were going to score. All they had was the fucking bloke lobbing it in the box from the throw-ins.
Yeah.
Rory Delap style. It was fucking awful. Why the Americans are paying £3 billion in TV rights to watch this shit? They've just done a new deal, £3 billion, I think, over 3 years. They're getting up at 8 a.m. in the morning to put that shit on. It's beyond me. It's fucking terrible.
It has been a poor week on the bubble.
I just think the standard's dreadful. I think there's lots of factors to it. I'll cover it again in the next match we do. Since October, Brentford have only beaten Everton.
Yeah.
And Everton are fucking terrible. Everton are in absolute turmoil. So I'm going to make Tom Hill a very happy man. I tipped up the Jets last week. He's an NFL fan, Jets and Leeds. I mean, what a combo. He must have some fucking depressing weekends, Jets and fucking Leeds, isn't he? But the Jets, I tipped them up. They did win last week. And I'm going to tip up Leeds here. I've not got a bet because they're not, but I do think Leeds will win this game. So I don't have enough data for bets. Obviously, Brentford not being in the league long. Leeds, we've only got a season. So I am going to go with a Leeds win.
Right, OK. It's another no-bet game for me as far as goals. Leeds have caught me out a few times this season when I've done their games on goals. I'm happy to avoid. And as far as the game, I can see a score draw or a draw. Head-to-head shows their games are usually very tight. 13 of the last 14 meetings finished under 2.5 goals. That's a really low, poor head-to-head. Just one of the last 14 went overs. But I like corners again. Leeds over 5.5 corners, 1.89 Unibet, 1.8365. Leeds this season at home averaged 6.29, and six or more is landed in 5 from 7. Last time they met in the league was in the Championship season 1920. Leeds got 10 away and 8 here. Brentford averaged 5.33 corners against this season so far, and this should be a nice end-to-end attacking game. Yeah, and I think Leeds to get six or more corners is a good bet.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how many. I don't know whether you can get that. Yeah, I mean, Tottenham had 11 last night. I knew we'd had a lot of corners last night. We got 11 against them last night. They just got big lumps in the middle of edit out, didn't they? So,
yeah
it's probably not a bad shout, that one. Right, Man U versus Palace. Ranić out, Carrick in. What are they doing? Give it to Carrick. What's going on? Get Carrick at the wheel. They beat Villarreal. Good draw at Chelsea. Beat a fantastic Arsenal team last night. Get him in. Carrick in. I think United might just edge us for favouritism for top four with Ranić coming in.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, that. I'll be honest, that Palace thing that I watched the other night, it was fucking terrible. And if there is a player stealing the living in the Premier League ahead of Spurs' very own Davinson Sanchez, who is definitely stealing a living, but if there's another one stealing a living, it is Christian Benteke.
Oh.
He is fucking awful.
Yeah, terrible. He is.
Terrible. I do not see one redeeming feature in the way he plays football. If the ball comes to it, bobbles off 2 or 3 yards. He missed the goal from 3 yards out from the bit I saw the other day, like with Eder. I don't know what he's in the team for. He's fucking useless. Absolutely dreadful. How did Palace beat City? Did you watch the game when they beat City?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I didn't. I don't know what happened. How the fuck did they do that? Awful. Fucking, I'm telling you, Jeff, might be going down. Get Roy back in. United win this game, I think. But I still couldn't back him at 1.5x. I didn't see, obviously, I was at Spurs last night, so I haven't seen this Arsenal goal. I know there was a load of furore about...
Yeah, I watched the game.
...about the Arsenal goal last night. Something about a player was down injured and they just passed it by
him.
Yeah,
he went down from a corner, but it was Fred that stood on De Gea's foot. So he went down. It looked like the ref was just about to blow because Fred had his arm up. And then he got out of the way of Smith Rowe hitting it, and it went in, and he did put the whistle in his mouth.
Right.
They all stopped the game and everything. Even the players thought it wasn't going to be a goal, but then they had Clattenburg on saying, yeah, that has to be a goal because they, you know, he's not blowing the whistle and it's not a rival team that's done it. So, yeah, it was a bit of a farce.
Right.
So
okay.
They said it was the right thing, and the referee looked embarrassed when he gave it.
Really? So, always lucky Arsenal, and they always get the luck. But obviously they went on to lose. But what I have seen a clip of, and I'm going to go back to where I was talking about quality of football, what I have seen a clip of, because I've got sent it by a couple of my Arsenal mates, is Maguire pulling down the Arsenal right back in the box.
Yeah,
I'm a Spurs fan, but how the fuck that isn't a penalty?
Yeah.
It's an absolute stonewall. I don't even know what's going on in football. And for people saying, oh, if they've got to give them, they've got to give all of them and give them every week, then fucking give them every week.
Yeah.
Give them every week. Give loads of penalties because it will stop it.
Yeah.
Because what exactly. We're getting now, this for me contributes to the shit football because Maguire can't defend.
No.
So what he can't defend now, I'll just fucking wrestle people to the floor and we're going, well, that's acceptable as football now. It's fucking horrendous. Watch Chiellini defend and then watch fucking Maguire defend. And if you stop that, now they've got to learn the art of defending. And you look at, you know, you look at the players we've had in the Premier League going back, Vidic, Ferdinand, Terry, you know, players I don't like, not Spurs players. Ledley King was a fantastic defender. The players play football and could defend.
Yeah.
We're just fucking breeding people who can't play football. And every box now, it's just a fucking wrestle and roll around and this, that and the other. And we're stopping. It's just shit football. It's just, I don't know how people enjoy watching it. I mean, isn't a penalty, I don't know what the fuck is. He grabs him with both hands and fucking pulls him.
Yeah, I said that to you. And I was sort of saying, where's VAR then?
Yeah, it's just fucking cheating. I mean, the Brentford number six last night, I don't know his name. Twice he went down like he'd been fucking shot. And as soon as he won the free kick, he's up fucking like Usain Bolt sprinting into the penalty area. Literally within 2 seconds, he's fucking rolling around, holding his leg like, oh, fuck me, he looks hurt. Oh, got it, have I? Off he goes.
I'd be embarrassed.
They're all fucking cheating. And the referee and the stand of the referee and is breeding it. That's the problem. Because if I've got no problem. If you had 3-4 weeks, give every fucking penalty and we're having game 6-5, it will stop it. Because manager's going to go, stop fucking doing that. And...
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think he's fucking terrible, Maguire. How he went for 80 million. Honestly, it's like going into Aldi's now and buying your Christmas turkey and they say that'll be 200 quid.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
They spent more on him than we did on Van Dijk.
It's fucking terrible. And United fans, you can come at me. It's a fucking penalty. You won the game. That is an absolute stonewall fucking penalty.
Yeah, it is.
And if the Arsenal goal shouldn't have stood, whatever, that still don't make it right. It's not one against the other. That incident there is a fucking nailed-on penalty, and I fucking detest Arsenal.
Yeah.
It's absolute nailed-on. But anyway, getting back to that, United beat Palace. Be interesting to see how Ranić goes. I really do rate the guy. I was speaking to Jeff when we were talking about the Manchester dude. Jeff's a United fan. I think it's a really good appointment for them.
Yeah, it's an excellent.
You know, they will go from a team of relying on individuals like Fernandes and Ronaldo to actually playing football. Yeah, I think he'll change some personnel over time. Depends what the long-term game plan is. But personally, for me, I think they should not consider anybody else and give him 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, who knows, if he does really well and hits the ground running, then maybe it would be silly to replace him.
No, I'll be more than happy if they get Poch in, the old fraud, 0-0 against Nice at home the other day. I'll be more than happy if they get in. But yeah, I think it's a good appointment. I do think they're now clear favourites to get that fourth spot. The other three are gone. It will be Tottenham, Arsenal, West Ham, United battling it out for fourth. And United, I think if they kept Ollie, they probably wouldn't have got it. And I think he'll be the difference between them getting it and
quite
not.
Possibly.
But yeah, so I wouldn't want to, because obviously he's only just come in, I wouldn't want to back him at that price. But
yeah,
just because of the way they've been playing. But yeah, United will win this game for me. on you go.
Yeah, and I've got it. It's a no-bet game as far as goals for me. As you say, Ranieri's coming in. No idea what changes effect he's going to have in his first game. Palace have won just 1 in 7 away. And Man United's home record is not great, but I, like you, think that Man United will edge the game and get the new coach off to a winning start. And hopefully Ranieri can get them playing more to their potential based on their fantastic squad. And players like Sancho and Greenwood will surely expect to be playing regular from now on.
Yeah, it's strange, Ollie, not picking Sancho. Really weird that was.
Yeah, spend all that money.
Yeah, not playing him. And it's fact he's been playing well. You see what he's done for Brazil, you know, Dortmund, rather. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
The reason I said was Brazil, because we got Brazil up next. Brazil versus Norwich, son.
I haven't got that on mine.
Brazil versus Norwich. Spurs are too big at 1.44, plain and simple. 1.44, it's too big. And if you like that price, I try and tend to give things over 1.5. If you like that price, go and fill your boots, because Norwich are fucking awful. Take that pookie finish out of that game the other night, and the quality of that football is just fucking desperate. Yeah. Go back, what do they fucking do all week? I mean, watching them last week, any pass over 15 yards didn't find a yellow shirt. I mean, Spurs might start passing to him because they got used to passing the yellow shirts last
night. Yeah, so that'll work out.
I mean, Holberg and Skip last night. Skip played well, got some tackles, and just kept passing him to them. Norwich, awful. 8 goals in the league. Spurs win the game. We're going to batter them. Harry Kane and Son are both going to get hat-tricks. And that will start the Harry Kane roadshow. We're like Spectre in a Bond movie, we are. We're just plotting world domination behind the scenes, and then it's going to be boom. And there's no James Bond to stop because he's fucking dead now. So we are. Have I ruined the Bond film for you? Sorry. There you go.
There you go.
Right. Well, he's gone. That's it. So it's world domination, son. That's it. We are Spectre. Tottenham Hot Spectre. if Spurs don't beat Norwich, I am going to go and get a fucking job.
Paper round, here we come.
There we go. So,
right,
yeah.
I got a no bet as far as goals. 2 side with new managers, and a game I'm happy to avoid. But as far as a result, you'd have to think that even this Spurs side can beat Norwich, and it's a home win for me.
Yeah, I mean, what you got to know is Tottenham have been, everybody's been slagging us off, saying we're fucking terrible, aren't we? We win our games in hand, we're fourth.
It just shows how poor a league this season is.
I agree with you. Other than the first three, you'd have thought Tottenham were absolute light in danger of being relegated. But we win our games. Win our games in hand, we go fourth in the league. West Ham, the carpet, the claret and blue, the World Cup winners of 66. They're having their best season ever. You know, jumping up and down, we're massive, blah, blah, blah. And we win our games in hand, we're fourth.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hot Spectre, son. Well, look and see. I'm going to get absolute pelters today, and I've upset Villa fans, West Ham fans, Maguire fans. Lovely. It's beautiful. It's a typical Friday.
Wales, yeah.
Just a typical Friday. We've got Villa now. Villa versus Leicester. Inconsistent Leicester. Villa, as we say, 1, 2, or 3 under Gerrard.
Gerrard Ball.
If that becomes a thing, that's going to wind me up.
Leicester
lost 13 of 25 away to mid-table teams, which Villa are hanging in there. And Villa have only won 2 out of 7 home to mid-table teams. I'm going to go, I've got nothing. I'm going to go for a draw. If a team did nick it, I probably would plump for Villa if somebody said to me, you've definitely got to pick one just for the home advantage. But yeah, neither of them's super consistent, and I'm yet to be convinced by Gerrard Ball myself. We'll wait and see.
It's a bit too early for that.
Just remind, he won a 2-team league. That's what he's done so far. Yeah. Let's just not get carried away. He's won a 2-team league, and we've checked the records. We cannot find any other league that only 2 teams have won it for the last 40 odd years.
I'm not surprised. I couldn't think of one.
Best of luck to them. I hope they do well, because we've got a lot of Villa fans and I don't want to upset them, but fuck you, Gerrard Ball, and I will go for you to maybe nick this because Leicester are so inconsistent.
Right, okay. I've actually goals in the game, but as far as a result, I find this game, like you, really hard to call. as CBT has had such a positive effect, unless we're still not on the level we've been used to under Rodgers. So I fancy a score draw, and I actually like in the game both teams to score. So it's my only goals bet of the week. Both to score is 1.73 the exchange, 1.7 William Hill. As far as I say, Aston Villa, 6 of the last 8 in the league this has landed, and at home, 3 of the last 4. Leicester are 7 from 7 away for both teams to score. And the head-to-head here shows this has landed the last 6 times they have met, 4 in the league and 2 in the cup. So when you consider all that, 1.73 in the exchange sounds really good to me. 1.7 for William Hill for those who don't want to bet the exchange. But yeah, I think that sounds an excellent bet.
Okay, so... and then one game left, haven't we? Everton versus Arsenal. The Monday night. Is it Monday night football? Everton,
yes,
Arsenal?
It is.
It's a fucking delight for a Monday night, isn't it?
Yeah, it means I'll be watching.
I think they should put a quiz show on of my advent questions. Will be better on TV than half the shit that goes on. I could come out and do a little quiz show, couldn't I?
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah. FTS advent. So I run up till Christmas every night. Yeah.
And I'd happily wear whatever and turn the cards around or win it, everything.
Oh, yeah, we'd have you on, wouldn't we? Christ almighty. What, like you did when you came on screen when we Zoomed yesterday, stuffing your face with Christmas cake or whatever it was you were showing.
It's a tea cake.
Yeah. Right, Everton versus Arsenal. You've got to oppose it. You've just got to oppose Everton at the minute.
Yeah.
I imagine, I haven't seen Everton play. I imagine the ground's getting a bit toxic towards Benitez. He went as short as 1-6, 1-7 this week to go. If they lose this game, that might be it. But I think I read yesterday that Mashiri apparently says he is the man and he's going to give him time. And part of me agrees with that. I've said it every week that since he's been there, I do think he'll turn it round. But the bottom line is he's just got a squad of shit players.
Yeah, and they're missing Calvert-Lewin as well.
They've spent horrific money really badly.
Yeah, they have.
And if he goes, you know, who do you get in? It's very similar to Spurs in the summer when like March when they got rid of Mourinho just before that cup final. There was no real plan. And we ended up with Nuno, who was an inspiration. And, you know, who do Everton? Do Everton want Nuno?
I wouldn't think so.
And I don't think a manager sorts it out quickly. Conte is a slight different level. You're talking one of the 4 or 5 elite men. He will improve Spurs, but only so far as we've still got a load of shit players. I mean, Harry Winks came on last night. It's fucking terrible again. Absolutely. You know, we've just got to get rid of players like that. It's just fucking terrible.
You have.
And we've got a lot of players. So, and Everton, for me, is exactly the same. You can get rid of him. But who are you going to get? And what's it? To think that you're going to suddenly going to get... I mean, they're talking to Potter. What, he's going to turn that squad of players around and get them winning games? I just don't see it. I put after they lost the other night when Liverpool stuffed them in our group, I don't see where Everton go. Honestly, I think they're in such a bad place. I do think that, you know... He's the man. It'd be interesting to see if they did sack him, whether Newcastle won him.
Yeah.
No, he's well...
He's loved there, isn't he?
I don't buy into this. He's a dinosaur, this, that, and the other. I think he's a good manager and they've just got really bad players.
Yeah.
And spent so much money badly that it will see. So you couldn't possibly... You'd have to oppose Everton, but... The numbers aren't great for Arsenal. I mean, Arsenal are chalk and cheese home and away. They've only won 6 out of 22 away to mid-table teams. Lost the last 4 straight, and that's their Achilles heel. They're good at home and get beat away. If you were going anywhere away at the minute, you would want it either to be Newcastle or Everton. So it's a great opportunity for Arsenal, but I just couldn't back them because their form is so consistent. But I think Everton are in such a bad place. I think the fans aren't going to put up with him much longer just because of the Liverpool connection. So if I had to back, I haven't got much. If I had to back one, I'd back Arsenal, but I haven't got a bet at the price.
Yeah, and I've got no bet game as far as goals. It's a hard game to call, but it's clear Arsenal are a far better side than Everton currently. And I just cannot see them losing. So, yeah, I've got Arsenal to win and a draw at the very, very minimum. Everton was terrible the other night. Even though I will say that they did pick up when it went 0-2. And at 1-2, I said to Julie that the next goal was important. And it wasn't out of the question. It was Everton either they were playing all right at 1-2, but when it went 1-3, their heads dropped, and then at 1-4. So, yeah, I think the result is actually flattering to Liverpool a little bit, but they, because Everton did play a bit better at 0-2. I can ask the worm, when have much better chances of getting an away win?
No, that's right, no. No, I mean, as I say, we'll see. I haven't got much other than I think Spurs are absolutely...
You haven't got any official bets at all, have you?
No, I think Spurs are nailed. I think Spurs are big and nailed on to beat Norwich. Again, if you like 1.44, I think the big three will win. A few draws elsewhere, not much. I think United will win, but I wouldn't want to back them. So, no. And just going back to the Brentford Spurs last night, got on the train. Brentford have won. Brentford have only, I think, beaten Everton in the last... 6-7 games.
Yeah.
And it's murder getting out of Spurs, and because I got to get down, you'd like those games finish, you know, you're not getting home till midnight. So we sort of legged out, get there. Finally got on the train to Kent, took my phone out, and the old boys had all been talking, Suggsy, Kevin Kelly and all that. He puts himself in it, see these West Ham fans. He went, oh, come on, lads. They were talking about old Spurs closing the gap on West Ham, and he put, yeah, come on, it's only Brentford. And I did have to remind him, yes, it is.
Yeah, only they Brentford. Lost to them, yeah.
It is only Brentford, but it's the same Brentford who turned up at the Carpet Stadium in their only win before Everton and beat West Ham. So,
yeah.
And he texted me when I'm not having a good day, am I? I said, well, you just managed to do it yourself, don't you, see? Sometimes silence is golden, KK.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Okay, we're done. So it's quite a bit of a quiet week, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but football comes thick and fast. I don't know whether there's any midweek football next week in the Premier League. I don't know what. I genuinely don't know what time. Looked at the programme. I don't know. Is there any... Is European football finished for the... Or is there one more round of Europe to go?
I don't... There certainly isn't Champions League, but I don't know if there is as far as the Europa or the one that you're in.
I don't even recognise that thing.
Thursday the 9th, there's Europa League.
Yeah, it's Football Monday and then Brentford's on the 10th, so that's a week today. So, yeah, so there's no Premier
League. Oh, Champions League on the 7th.
Yeah, so you have got another round of
fixtures. Yeah.
You're in it, you don't even know what's going on.
Well, only because I know that we'd wrapped up the top of the table a while ago now, so...
Fucking open myself up there tonight. Right, I'm out of here. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely weekend. I'll speak to you all later. Everybody, as always, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Advent Day 4. Andy Richmond dropped me a text today. What is the hottest chili in the world? Arrivederci. Best of luck this weekend. See you later, Scotty boy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.